North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, March 6, 2020.
Students from Gordon College and Salem State University are returning home from Italy, while Beverly High School has canceled a trip to Spain as North Shore colleges and high schools continue to deal with the threat of the coronavirus. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that Beverly High also sent home an employee who had returned to work after a trip to a country where travel is restricted due to a number of coronavirus cases. School officials said that the employee has shown no signs or symptoms of the virus. At Gordon College, the school said that it is suspending its study abroad program in Italy as it is bringing home its 11 students who were studying there. Salem State has not suspended its study abroad programs, but three students have returned home early from Italy and are taking part in a 14-day self-quarantine off campus. And on Wednesday night, the Beverly School Committee voted unanimously to cancel a student trip to Spain. In a letter to families, Beverly High Principal Elizabeth Taylor said Governor Charlie Baker's recommendation for schools to cancel upcoming study abroad trips was one of those factors in the committee's decision.
Wendell Waters is reporting in today's Tri-Town Transcript. Masconomet Superintendent Dr. Mike Harvey is monitoring the coronavirus situation and weighing whether planned student trips abroad should be rescheduled. He's quoted as saying, "We received notice this afternoon from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health that the governor has recommended all international student trips be suspended." According to the State House News Service, new coronavirus numbers in Massachusetts do not indicate a major shift from the numbers available over the past few days. But Governor Charlie Baker is urging colleges, universities, and high schools to cancel upcoming organized international trips. State House News Service quoted Baker saying, "Taking this precaution will help protect these students and the Commonwealth as we are home to such a large number of colleges and universities." Harvey said Masconomet had two major trips planned, one to Germany and Switzerland in April and one to Quebec City in May, as well as a few domestic overnight trips. Once again, he's quoted as saying, "We're contacting the tour companies to see what options we have for refunds and rescheduling." According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the state has had one confirmed and one presumptive case of coronavirus COVID-19, and 719 people have been subject to quarantine. Of those 719, 249 are still in quarantine. Again, this story from the Tri-Town Transcript.
Lynn Classical High School is in the midst of implementing its state-required turnaround plan, but a recent report shows that the school has already made improvements in its classroom experience since last year. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the school-wide instructional observational report was based on a targeted site visit conducted last month by four certified observers from the American Institute for Research. Classical was rated on four major components of the classroom experience: emotional support, classroom organization, instructional support, and student engagement, which were all based on the classroom assessment scoring system, CLASS, for the secondary grades.
Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Anna Jakes Hospital President Mark Goldstein told the City Council in Newburyport on Wednesday that a proposed 11,000-square-foot addition aims to improve the hospital's front entrance and provide more space for physicians without disrupting the neighborhood. The addition is planned for the southerly and easterly sides of Anna Jakes at 25 Highland Avenue. The hospital's application states that the addition would increase the size of the operating rooms, allow for the reconfiguring of operating facilities in preparation, recovery and support spaces, as well as expand the entrance and lobby. A special permit modification for the $55.3 million project is before the Newburyport City Council and was the subject of a hearing Wednesday night. Only one member of the public, a neighbor, was present for the hearing. Goldstein said during the hospital's presentation that the project seeks to provide a better experience for patients. Goldstein clarified that the project would not add operating rooms, just replace two existing ones. He also said landscaping and trees would be added. Much more in this story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
In Danvers, the Osborne Tavern, after withdrawing its appeal to the state liquor licensing authorities last week, closed its doors for good on Saturday and now has a buyer lined up for the business and its liquor license. John Castelluccio writing in today's Salem News that they have a potential buyer, according to attorney James Cody of Peabody, who represents the tavern, and on Thursday added that this would be for the full liquor license and all of the business assets. Meanwhile, Paul Layton writes in the paper that an undercover operation by Beverly Police resulted in four businesses being penalized Thursday night for serving alcohol to a minor. Fulun Restaurant, AMB Burgers, The Indo, and Corner Variety were all caught serving alcohol to an 18-year-old male on the same night, February 21. That according to the Beverly Police.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Rockport's downtown parking fee payment kiosks may be updated with new technology for easier and more reliable access. The cost to update the kiosks is estimated at $31,000 under a plan outlined by Police Chief John Horvath and Sergeant James Hurst before selectmen at a meeting Tuesday. Money from the town's parking and traffic fund would be used to pay for the project. With the new technology provided by McKay Meters, drivers will be able to pay for parking by entering their license plate number either at the kiosk or through a smartphone app. This new system will no longer require receipts to be displayed on drivers' dashboards. Currently, there are 8 parking kiosks in the downtown area in Rockport, along Dock Square and Main and School Streets. The kiosks have been a point of contention since their installation in 2017. For one, they do not take dollar bills, only quarters. Some argue the user interface is too confounding, while others have reported various mechanical issues over the years. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
We have all made it to Friday. Congratulations. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for listening to North Shore Today, produced by MSONewsSports.com, a daily news podcast. Check out the website over the weekend for all the latest news and sports information for the North Shore. This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.